This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. Arizona, Florida, and three other U.S. states recorded daily highs for cases of COVID-19 Saturday. In Arizona alone, health officials reported another 30,500 confirmed cases. Hospitals there have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said not only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all, as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk. And official travel advice warning against all but essential travel outside Britain will be eased for some countries and regions. The changes will happen in 2 weeks' time, all being well. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories depending on the risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves for 14 days after arriving. The countries falling into these categories should be announced sometime next week. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of protesters marched through one of Lisbon's main avenues and shouted, "Portugal is not racist." In a demonstration organized by the leader of a far-right party known for his derogatory remarks about ethnic minorities. The march organized by the group Chega comes around 3 weeks after thousands gathered in Lisbon and other Portuguese cities in protests against racism and alleged police brutality. Last October, Chega party leader Andre Ventura, a former soccer commentator, won the far-right's first seat since Portugal's dictatorship ending in 1964. In January, he called for a black fellow MP with dual Portuguese Guinean citizenship to be returned to her own country after she proposed items in Portuguese museums obtained from former colonies should be returned to their countries of origin. A month later, he questioned if Porto striker Musa Marega, who left the pitch in protest after being subjected to monkey chants and other insults during the match, was a victim of racism. Ireland's parliament has picked veteran opposition leader Micheál Martin as the prime minister Saturday to head the first ever coalition uniting two parties that have battled each other for power since the civil war nearly a century ago. In his acceptance speech, Martin acknowledged the difference traditions of the three parties and warned that Ireland faced the fastest moving recession ever to hit the country as a consequence of the pandemic. He said, "This is the fastest moving recession ever to hit the country. To overcome it, we must act with urgency and ambition." Martin also paid tribute to the work of frontline staff and health workers during the coronavirus and pledged to lead a government program of recovery and renewal. Afghan officials said Saturday that a roadside bomb blast in Kabul killed two members of the National Human Rights Monitoring Group. The Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission said its female donor coordinator, 24-year-old Fatma Khalil, and her driver were traveling to their office in the morning when their vehicle hit an improvised explosive device. The commission condemned the attack, saying it was deeply shaken by the loss of its employees. In a news release, it said those responsible should be identified after an investigation and brought to justice for committing the terrible crime. Recapping our top story globally, more than 498,000, nearly 500,000 people have now died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States, and the number of infections globally is now approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the United States. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.